Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV, live from Pride Park Stadium. Owen Bradley with former Derby captain Sean Barker and current Derby County women's goalkeeper Anna Draper here to bring you some reaction to a crucial win for Derby County this afternoon. They've beaten Stevenage by a goal to nil. Louis Sibley in the final minute of normal time, the match winner. You'll hear from Ibu Adams, you'll hear from Derby boss Paul Warne shortly as well. He's called today's win one of his favourites, if not his favourite, in his time as Derby boss. Get to the big moments with him. Start with a word or two from the guys in the studio. Anna, what do you think of it today?
Yeah, I think it was good, first of all, that, you know, that's a clean sheet at home now, and that's the first one for a long time. So I think that's something that they can really build on. And obviously for Louis to come on and then score a last-minute winner, it's really important, but it also shows their reaction to that because they still had 4 minutes to play and they managed that very well. And it's great to see him scoring considering the last goal he had was here in February 2022. So it's a positive start for him.
Yeah, it certainly was. And a man who loves a 1-0 is Sean Barker. What do you think of it?
I do love a 1-0. And the reason being is because you have to be at it for the full game. You can't switch off, you can't make a mistake. And it felt in the first 10, 15 minutes it was going to be a tight affair. You felt that there might be one goal difference. It felt like there might be a key moment in the game. And for long periods, I think until 60, 70 minutes, it didn't look like it was going to come for Derby. I couldn't see a way that they were going to score. Some of your players that have been on song lately, the likes of Mendes Lang, the likes of Barkhays, and didn't really have much of a threat in behind and in that final third. And the key is to stay at 0-0, to stay with the team. I mentioned it in comms. I thought the fans were outstanding in that second half especially. It wasn't the most riveting game of football, we'll put it that way, but they did their part and ultimately we had that moment of magic. Nat set up Sibs, who came off the bench and finished lovely. And games can be won or lost on tiny details, and that moment there separated the two sides.
More from the guys in a moment or two. Let's hear from the Derby boss who got the better of his old boss, Steve Evans, today. Here's Paul Warne.
It was tough. It was a tough game. We knew it would be. Stevenage's done really well this year, fight and scrap for everything and put balls in the box. We had to defend. And I spoke to some fans on the way in and said, look, to get in the top two or three in League One is some achievement for any team, and whoever goes up deserves it, because you get different football games, different weeks. It's not like the champ where everyone plays the same way. In League One there's loads of different ways to play, and there's no right or wrong way to play. I'm not saying that, I'm just saying that there's different ways to play. And today, obviously, with the exclusion of poor Colo, we had to find a way to make us competitive, but also to stop their threat. I wouldn't say, you know, we picked a team to be able to defend, but we also had to have a threat. And first half, we didn't have a threat. We didn't have any connecting passes through the lines at all. It's difficult to ask people to play out of position back to goal. It is, I know people don't believe this, but it is a very hard skill to play as a striker. So we just didn't find any rhythm to our game first half. And it felt like we'd, whenever we had the ball, we didn't make good choices. That's my honest opinion. Second half, obviously, we asked the lads to, you know, do things at half time. And I thought second half we played a lot better. And, you know, I just congratulated the conditioners in there because we just looked a fitter side second half. And I thought it looked like we were the only team that were going to win it. However, Stevenage have a threat off long throws, free kicks, corners, got willing runners. And until you get the goal, you just don't know which way the game's going to go. And if we would have lost today, I'd have, you know, been really proud of the lads' performance. I would definitely say that is the loudest I've heard Pride Park since I've been here. I loved it. I really appreciate the fans helping the lads. And I think it'd be nice if it was the fact that they think, well, you haven't got a strike and we need to help the lads. And that's how we won it here. It was amazing today. I really enjoyed it. And if we would have lost, you know, I'd have come off and said I was really proud of the lads. They all put a real shift in. Nels took a hit first half that he's struggling with. And there's battered and bruised bodies in there. But, you know, like I've said to him all the time, it's not easy to win games. Anyone can draw and lose and go, ooh, what a shame. But to actually win and to step up and for Sibs to score was pretty quite an emotional time. I, you know, thoroughly enjoyed it. And then at the final whistle, you get scenes that you know, you take with you for the rest of your life. So, you know, said to the lads, 10% of their life, if they're lucky, is to be a professional footballer. So don't waste a minute. And today, I don't think we did. So I leave here very, very proud.
First clean sheet at home in a while as well, I think in 7 or 8 games. You must be really pleased to get back to that.
Yeah, I mean, our goal difference is really good. We don't concede many goals. We don't really let teams have shots on our goal. In fairness, the lads in front of the goalkeepers, in front of Joe today, sorry, do a really good job to stop it. But when called upon today, first half, Joe made an amazing save. And, you know, when you leave the ground, myself included, you remember Sibs' goal and you remember all that, but you sort of... You forget about that, don't you? In the same way, if we won the league, no one would remember the game we won in September. It's like distant, isn't it? And I think sometimes it's only when I watch the game back that I start to realise all the important little bits. How many times Sonny won a header? How many times Cash started our attack? How many times the Buffalo was having to go down the right wing? They just all the little moments add up and culminate in a really, really good win. I'm really pleased.
You had to make 3 changes. One of your substitutes scored the goal. Another was involved in creating it in Corey Smith. Is that a reminder that it's going to take absolutely everybody to get to where you want to be?
Yeah, and I did say that. You know, when you interview a player, you can ask him to make sure I'm not lying to the public. But I did say it to him after. Like, everybody in that room after the game have all played a part. Now, I appreciate everyone wants to play 90 minutes every week. It's not the case, but... Everyone's played a part and everyone contributed, and I just thought that we just needed a bit more control in the middle, and Corey came on and passed the ball for us, which made a massive difference. Sibs coming on and getting a goal, and it does take everyone, you're right. I was considering to change the midfield because it looked like in the warm-up, Ebbs hurt his medial on his knee, is still sore, and I didn't think he looked as mobile, but he just kept giving us a bit of meat in there. I don't know if that's a right footballing saying, but... a bit of a presence, and Birdie was really successful. And, like, you know, it'll probably be a different 11 next week because obviously we'll sign 3 strikers, and it'll be different the week after. You just got to try and pick a team and cohesive as you can, keep everyone going. And like today, you know, Wardy didn't play, Tyrese Fauna didn't play, Tomo didn't play. If I missed anyone out, I don't know. If I have, I'm sorry. But you can't get them all on. And Conor Hoohan. Certain games suit certain players. And today we picked the team that we thought would suit. And the subs had a really good impact. So, yeah, I'm really pleased for the whole dressing room. Really pleased. Because you come off and we needed a performance at home. I know we haven't been electric. But for the 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 who follow us away, having a great time, I just feel sorry for the 26 we leave behind. So hopefully we'll get more away tickets. But it was just needed. I felt like it was needed. It felt really nice. And it's probably my favourite win of my time at the club because it just, everything sort of came together. Not by me, obviously, it's just pure luck. But it just felt like everything came together at the right time.
Not to end on a down note, but you mentioned James Collins, not involved today. First time all season you've not had him in a matchday squad. What's the latest on him?
I mean, firstly, I think you can see the effect not having him out there. So you need a strong 9. I knew after the Exeter game, the way the physio and the doctor were talking to me, there was, you know, his knee was loose, which is never a good sign, and he wasn't in any pain. But when I did my press on Thursday, you know, I suggested that it could go one of 3 ways, and unfortunately he's going to be out for a good period, and I'm talking significant weeks. I'm not saying 6 months, but if we're fortunate, and he is the best pro, by the way, he's already told me he'll be back in a heartbeat. But if it goes really well, we might see him before the end of the season. And I'm really hopeful because no one wants to play more than James. So, and he's a big miss for us. So he's getting PRP in his knee. His bones come away a little bit in his ligaments. So try and virtually to glue it together. If you're eating your tea, listen to this, I apologise. But and they'll just keep doing that, getting his blood, spinning it. We're fortunate with our doc, he injects it. And hopefully, touch wood, you know, he will be back before the end of the season. But it's a massive blow, and... you know, hence why I was even proud of the lads today. I love a bit of adversity. I love a bit of, like, roll your sleeves up and let's see what you got. And today I thought, especially second half, we got it.
That's Derby boss Paul Warne. Awful news for James Collins. We all send him our very best indeed. And Derby certainly missed him today, Sean, but got over the line in the end.
Yeah, they did. He's one of those players that I've always said that it's not really appreciated to the level he should. His work off the ball is outstanding. His hold-up play is brilliant. He's obviously scored so many goals and important goals for this football club, especially in the last 6 months or so, when you've needed him. And it felt like we lacked his presence today. And that one chance that did fall to Sibs, he was the man who took it. And it didn't feel like that was going to happen. And I know that Paul will be delighted with this performance and result, more so because he's talked about adversity and not having the players playing in the right position, knowing who you're up against, knowing what kind of game it's going to be, and still get over that, still pick up the 3 points, still make the difference when the telling moment was there. And he'll value this result, especially against his former mate, Steve Evans, as well, in terms of working for him. And obviously early in the season when Stevenage laid one on us and we didn't really stand up to that challenge. So all in all, it's a wonderful afternoon. It keeps us in the top two.
How impressed were you with Derby defensively today?
Yeah, I think their structure at the back was very good. Obviously dropping to that five when they needed to. But then also having that ability, I mean, it was clear in the build-up that, you know, they wanted that kind of three at the back with the wing-backs pushing nice and high. And I think that utilised those kind of wide spaces that they had available to them across the game. But I think what really stood out to me is that I think it's probably about 20 minutes into the second half when it kind of almost lifted a bit. You know, it was that chance where Kane Wilson started to drive towards goal, and then obviously we created a couple of chances from there. You can see it in the atmosphere of the stadium. Everybody's like rooting for the lads. And I think it's then those moments that it's that control, because I think it's very easy for players to go, oh yeah, we've got a chance now, you know, let's keep the ball rolling, but then neglect what they've worked on before. So then that's when like slip-ups happen at the back line. But I think consistently, obviously we saw Sonny making some really big interceptions, and obviously he got player of the match as well. So I was impressed with the structure and that ability to control when sometimes, and probably across the game, the rhythm wasn't really there as well. So yeah, all in all, a good opportunity.
And they just had that little moment of quality that was eluding both sides, in truth, with Louis Sibley taking everyone by surprise, certainly me, maybe himself with the finish.
Yeah, it was an outstanding finish, you know. It's those ones where you've got to commit to it. You know, as a goalkeeper, if we come against one of them, it's going to be a very good save if we get to it. You know, he's made the decision. He's put it into the keeper's hands and he's like, right, I'm going to hit this. And that's what he did, and he scored off it. And, you know, it's having that composure in those moments to be able to deliver, because they make a big difference. You know, you've now got 3 points and a clean sheet and a win that, as you said, keeps us in the top two. So it's those little details and that kind of ability to act on them which really makes a difference.
Derby was certainly better second half. Was there a bigger shift when Corey Smith came on? You'd been calling for that sort of a change.
Yeah, 100%. It felt like the system with the players that we had, they weren't having the opportunities to cause Stevenage any problems, really. We looked at that. I thought Paul set it up to be quite ambitious and quite front-footed. I know we talk about the back line being a back five. You have to maybe do that against Stevenage and land on second balls, but he wanted that free-flowing football of the front three. And they never really got into the swing of things. You mentioned there about the not having an actual number nine, a striker that knows how to play with back to goal. But you looked at the front three and Barkays and Wilson and Mendes Lang, you thought pace, you thought direct, you thought 1v1 duels, attacking prowess, and it never clicked. And it felt like there was just someone missing in that midfield area that could kind of find another pass, link things together. And as soon as Smith came on next to Adams, added a bit of energy, getting on the ball, it just allowed Max Bird to start drifting along the pitch like he likes to do. 1 minute he's on the left wing, next minute he's dropping into a 10. Time after he's just wide of the midfield too. And it allowed the likes of Wilson to get forward that little bit more. Because Nyambi, as good as he was in terms of the first half, he's never got that natural attacking kind of threat like Wilson has. So the little shift made a big difference. We had 10 minutes where we were on top. Stevenage seemed to settle that. And the goal kind of came out of the blue, and it was a brilliant goal. And the finish for me was so good because of the pace of the pass from Mendes Lange. It was fired into Sibs and he just opened his foot up, let the contact and the pace of the ball hit the inside of his foot, and it was a brilliant finish. So games are won by small margins when they're tight. Stevenage have done it so many times this season to opposition. Today was our opportunity to do that to them.
Yeah, yet another assist as well for Nathaniel Mendes Lange. What a season he is having. Let's get some more reaction. From downstairs, we can hear from Ibu Adams.
Do you know what? I think the result speaks for itself. I think I feel good and I'm going to enjoy my weekend, and hopefully you guys do as well.
Sure, everybody inside Pride Park will. What people can't see is the ice around the knee. I mean, it always looks like you've been in a battle out there.
Do you know what? I don't mind it. It's all worth the 3 points, but like I said, I'm doing it for the team, and hopefully we can continue and, you know, keep pushing and pushing.
How do you see the performance from the guys today?
I thought first half we could have done better. We should have moved it a lot quicker, including myself. Gave away a few times, but then, like I said, we came in and spoke to ourselves at half time and knew what we needed to do. And luck, and good thing we did it. We kept pushing and pushing, and we knew we was going to get a chance. And thanks for Sibs to come in. That's a great finish, by the way. And I was just, when he went in, I was such a sigh of relief.
Yeah, do you back yourselves in that room? You know you have enough quality in there that, that when those moments come, you'll take them?
Always, always. I knew, I had a feeling that we were going to get one chance. Even if it's one chance, we'll be able to finish it. And like I said, we've got a good bunch of lads and great players as well. So we, someone will create something, nothing. Or even if it's a good player, like I said, hold on a sec, for me, we dominated that second half and it was only a matter of time we was going to score a goal.
You're still only a handful of games into your Derby County career, only a couple of games here at Pride Park. They love you already.
I think that's good. That's nice to hear. But like I said, it makes me feel better. The love that they've given me makes me feel like that. And like I said, I only can thank the fans, the boys, the staff. They've been so good to me. And if it wasn't for them, I don't think I'd be playing like that. And hopefully we can continue it. And like I said, I'm enjoying it. But it's all about consistency for me. And hopefully I can keep doing it.
You sort of alluded to the answer there. But how do you think you have managed to settle in so quick and hit the ground running?
To be fair, it's the boys, the staff, Derby itself. Like, coming in from signing on day one, they made me feel like I was at home. And for a player, if Derby County make you worry just about football, it makes life so much easier for a player. And that's exactly what they did from the boys, staff, fans. And it makes me feel unbelievable. And like, I only can thank them for my performances.
You like the chant? You've heard it?
No, I actually haven't. I can't work it out what it's
saying. The e-boo, have you not noticed it around the ground?
Oh, do you know? Now I've heard it. But when they did it on a child, I was thinking, did I play bad or... But no, I'm buzzing. Like, hopefully I can keep putting on performances like that. Like I said, consistency for me is the hardest thing in football. If I can do it throughout the whole season, then I'll be buzzing and hopefully push to the Derby where they should belong.
The absolutely brilliant Ebu Adams talking to Rams TV. Results from League One this afternoon, then everyone in action, and some sides in the top six did drop points, including Bolton, held at home by Charlton, 3-3. It finished eventually. A defeat for Peterborough as well, at home to Blackpool. They've lost four straight now. Oxford only got a point away at Wickham. The leaders, Portsmouth, did win 4-1, pretty comfortable over Reading. And a victory for Barnsley as well, 2-1 at Fleetwood. It keeps them right in the hunt. The table then. Portsmouth maintain the six-point lead over the Rams. You have the game in hand. Bolton with two in hand on Derby. The gap is up to 3 points between them and the automatics. Barnsley staying right with them. Peterborough just dropping off the pace, and Stevenage, as we know, losing today. Still outside the top six. At the other end, a win for Cheltenham and defeat for Port Vale means that Port Vale slipped further into the bottom four, and not the start that Darren Moore wanted in the job. So a massive result for Derby today. If you want more reaction to today's game, it'll be on the website, dcfc.co.uk. That's just about it from us for now at Pride Park. From Sean, from Anna, and from me, thank you for joining us. Goodbye.